Przeworsk Town Hall and Market Square. Walking along Kościelna Street, we pass one of the oldest streets in the town, Stolarska Street, and a tenement from the beginning of the 20th century. There is the town hall tower in the background with Przeworsk emblem, Leliwa, a six-point mullet over a crescenta on it. The town hall was the seat of town authorities and the town's showpiece, with the only clock tower in the region, crowned with the symbol of the right to practice capital punishment, a hand with a sword. Through centuries, the town hall was changing its appearance and shape. It is located in the eastern part of the market square, on the highest spot of the town. It was mentioned in the 15th century, the document made by the owner Rafał Tarnowski in 1473. States the town hall already existed in that time. It was most probably built by Wacław Klepacz, the court builder. The town hall was rebuilt 2 centuries later. It was a one-story building with a wooden tower. In the 18th century, it was renovated, windows were changed, balls and stoves were repaired, and the inside was whitewashed. In 1868, according to town's books, it was a two-story, worn-out in building with 7 rooms, a kitchen, a pantry, a cashier's office, 2 jail rooms, 2 shops, 2 cellars and stables. At the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, the building was in poor condition, and that is why it was necessary to do some short-term repairs, like patching the roof with fireproof materials and straightening dilapidated stairs and floors. In 1909, the town of Przeworsk Council decided to begin a serious renovation of the town hall, including the broken clock. The roof reconstruction was changed and covered with tiles. The tiles were then replaced with tin, and a new wooden tower with a tin-covered balcony was also built. A water tower was added on the eastern side, and rooms for volunteer fire department, a coach house, stables, storehouses and jail were built. The author of the project was Sobolewski, an architect from Jarosław, and the constructors were the company owned by a bricklayer, Walenty Rybacki, later mayor of Przeworsk, and a carpenter, Józef Suchacki. Until the end of the 19th century, the first floor of the town hall was used as an inn. It was also a place where a measure and balance were kept. The first floor was used as municipal council and court office. The court sentenced people to capital punishment until the end of the 18th century, and the executioner's sword was kept in the town hall until 1820. The cellar used to be used as a prison. After the national judiciary had been organized, some of the second floor rooms were taken by boys' school and later, in 1903, also by girls' school. In 1930s, the town's bugle call, composed by Przeworsk citizen Stanisław Marzec, was played from the town hall tower every Sunday. In front of the town hall, there is a monument of Polish king Władysław Jagiełło, unveiled in 1910 in the 500th anniversary of the Battle of Grunwald. The life of the town concentrated around the town hall. It was the place where the public flogging executions until the end of the 18th century and fairs took place. There were several important fairs in a year organized in Przeworsk. On St. Valentine's Day, on St. Sophia's Day, on St. Jacob's Day, and on the Triumph of the Cross Day, 14th of September. The fairs were supposed to last for 4 days, but usually they took even a week. Przeworsk Week Fair was organized on Mondays. At the beginning of the 20th century, local authorities decided to introduce 6 additional days in a year dedicated to fairs, and the week fair started to be organized on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. On market days, Jews and Catholics appeared in thousands in the town, causing a lot of commotion and chaos. Some of them came to sell something, the others to buy things, and the town was clogged up with carriages and coaches. A deep well with a beautiful cover, Przeworsk water supply, was the pride of Przeworsk Market Square. The well was most probably built by Marcin Borelowski, a metalsmith and a well digger known as one of the leaders of the January uprising. The market square was lit by about 20 large glass street lamps. They were used only during moonless nights. In 1903, two bazaars with 16 grocery shops were built by the western frontage and road to Kańczuga. In 1938, the town authorities planned to build a covered market with 78 stands in so-called small market square, but the start of the Second World War made it impossible. The bazaars were demolished during the occupation. At the turn of the 19th and 20th century, public vehicles, cabs with glass lanterns on sides covered in winter, could be seen in the town. Cabmen were supposed to choose calm and well-trained horses for the vehicles. The most popular route was from the train station to the town center and back. The service on this route was around the clock, and the fee was 70 hellers during day and 80 hellers at night. It was not easy to become a cabman and had to be over 18 and strong, sober, altered, not sluggish, able to drive and aware of the town, with no visible revolting disabilities. The cab rank was located in the town center on Fiakerska Street, nearby the market square. The town hall and market square were surrounded by tenements. North of the town hall, there was a synagogue, not existing nowadays, and Kazimierzowska Street, inhabited by Jews. Behind the town hall, in the so-called small market square, there is a yard where the first Przeworsk church and the first seat of the Order of Holy Sepulchre, St. Catherine's, used to be located. It was demolished in the 18th century and was no longer a part of the town's skyline.